we've roped in another guest here. By the way, this is our pledge drive, which means we need to raise money.
That's right.
697-7400, WJXC.org/donate are two of the ways you can do it. But let's get to our guest, the lovely Anastasia Clark, who used to live here, I happen to know, and now lives elsewhere. But I hear the word on the street is you're bi-coastal.
I'm bi-coastal, it's true.
And what's that all about?
I'm in a graduate program at Mills College in Oakland, California.
A music program?
A music program.
Because she is a musician.
Mm-hmm. It's an MFA in electronic music and recording media.
Wow.
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 And you'll be demonstrating your abilities this very evening, I believe.
I will, here.
Right here at the
Spotty
Dog.
Dog,
where we are live.
You're the
where
one
we
that,
are live.
You're the one that turns a dial. And
I turn some dials, and I do some other things now, too. I've been expanding my language, and I have lots of surprises for tonight.
Cool.
Ooh,
I'm going to be here. How about you,
Anne? Well, who else is going to be there?
Liv Carroll,
right?
And somebody named Ursula something or other.
Ursula Kennedy, a Brooklyn resident, also a friend of mine, an amazing songwriter with a powerful belting voice and beautiful... Pastoral, painful songs.
And are you Silent
Pastoral.
Isle?
I am, although I've decided to retire the Silent Isle moniker. I don't think I properly notified the venue. I'm now becoming myself. I'm becoming Anastasia Clark.
Ooh, that's a bold move.
Yes.
Risky.
So
yes.
These songs are painfully... what was the other word?
I think I said... Belting? I don't remember.
It's me. My attention span.
I find
had
them
to be there.
I think painful was a very subjective assessment of what her music is like. I think it's beautiful.
So we were just lucky that Anastasia's walking by on the very day she's going to be performing here.
I know.
Isn't that something?
I hear it's a fundraiser for someone who had an accident.
Is that true?
Yes,
accident.
I believe so.
I'm Carl Lewis.
I can pull up the details, but I don't have them on the top of my brain.
So what brings you to Hudson other than this event?
I'm just visiting lovely Hudson because I have lots of old friends here.
Really?
Mr. Logan Vischer.
Oh, no,
barista
no.
extraordinaire.
No. You don't want to be friends with him. He's just trouble.
He's not
troubled.
Trouble. He's not
oh,
trouble.
You think he's cute. I know. You just like all the cute little boys, Ellen. You're always
he's a permanent fixture here. I can always find him. So
our favorite barista.
Uh-huh.
And he gets you quite high. I mean, not high, but, you know, what's the word? Caffeinated.
Caffeine.
Yeah. Caffeine high.
Caffeine
I believe
high.
That's the word for lots of caffeine. I think
Moto.
We use the word high.
Yes. Moto is a drug dealer. Moto is great coffee, and they're a big supporter of WJXC, so we can say that. And
you know, now is a good time to give funds to
what?
WJXC because why? There's a matching grant.
Oh, good point.
Stair Galleries. Mm. Donated
$1,000.
Yes, $1,000, and it must be matched.
It must be matched.
We
do
hope that people during this time.
We only have an hour left.
Will show your loyalty to the Thursday
station.
Afternoon show.
Yes. And donate at 697-7400. There's a bank. There's a bank of people manning the phones, womaning the phones. All kinds of celebrities.
How many phones make a bank?
At least a dozen. And then there's a Baker's Bank of 13. And I think Jerry Lewis is there.
Jerry Lewis.
Dean Martin. That was
is
Bill Cosby.
Jerry Lewis still alive?
Oh, no, he's not. Jerry Lewis is still alive, barely, but he's still alive. But you call and you might be lucky and get one of the celebrity people on the phones.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been very busy writing his Nobel speech. Did you read it?
No, I didn't.
It was idiotic, but that is neither here nor there. Which is disappointing because, you know, Chronicles...
The critic has spoken.
No. Chronicles was a really good book, surprisingly really good book. You know, his memoir that he wrote a while back? But his Nobel speech was kind of moronic. Hey, we can't, you know... Hey, if they told me, we'll give you $900,000 and write a speech for it, I'd like to say, you know, I'd read this. Pledge drive number 518-697-7400. What are they going to say? No, you can't have the money now? Your speech wasn't up to snuff? Right? Are you hoping to win the Nobel Prize, Anastasia?
What's that?
Are you hoping to win the Nobel?
I've never really thought about it.
I don't think they give one for music.
Do they give them to people like me?
Well, I mean, that's another question altogether. I don't know. What kind of person are you? Yes, exactly.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. They do give Pulitzers.
Right.
To
you're a genius grant.
Oh, I see. That's what you got your eyes on.
Yeah.
Gosh, you knew that quickly.
You're a multi-instrumentalist musician.
Ooh, that sounds
I am.
Exciting.
Yes, I've been moving into poetry and dance and all these things and integrating them into performance.
You still working for that weird poet?
I still work for that weird poet, yeah. John Giorno.
Yes. we'll raise that here. But he's an interesting poet, Ellen.
How do you have time to work?
Yeah, how do you do all this?
How do I have time?
Caffeine.
I have time. Well, I bought into time by buying into grad school. So that's a complicated question.
I see.
Through the ability to borrow large sums of money from the federal government.
No.
Which I then can use to funnel into supporting my favorite local institutions.
Like WGXC.
Yes, like WGXC.
Cool. There's the kitty right there.
Helped me out in a time when I needed a leg up.
WGXC did?
Yeah.
How?
WGXC helped me get my name out in this community, and
what's that?
I want to return the favor.
Oh, my gosh. We have a testimony here.
We have a testimony.
Preach, sister.
WGXC, Wave Farm, shout out. Love them all.
Really? Well, there you go.
Where's
Who
our
knew?
Clapping
Who
machine?
Knew? I didn't bring it. Use your hands. That's what they're there for. Yeah.
Crowd noise.
So, I had no idea that you considered WGXC responsible for your career.
It's a home base radio station.
Home base radio station. We are indeed. I mean, look.
Homespun, home base.
Home based. Home sourced.
Homemade.
Homemade. Home. I can't think of any other home.
Home
base.
Sweet home.
Home sweet home. Hey, by the way, we should give a little shout out to Alana Medlock sitting over there in the corner, trying
Alana.
Not to be a poser. She's not a poser by any means. But
because she hasn't put her sunglasses on.
She hasn't put her sunglasses on. But she's, you know, she's making these events that are happening out in the community possible by doing all the grunt work.
Grunt work!
And, you know, it doesn't come, I mean, you know, she's one of the few people that actually gets paid by this organization, and she deserves every penny, and believe me, she gets paid in pennies. but that's how, we take pennies, we'll take anything during this pledge drive at 697-7400 in the 518 area code, or Ellen, I think you know this, Ellen, you can go online, you know that computer you have at home? You type in onto http://wgxc.org/donate.
Donate.
Like sound
donate. Memorize donate. That URL.
Yeah. Or you can come by the Spotted Dog and put cash right in the jar. Right in the jar, right in front of me, right next to Anastasia, there is a jar. And there's money in it.
We
we'll
have modest
money.
Goals
We have very
we're,
modest goals.
We're
a modest station.
Quite a small amount of money to but be raised during the Thursday afternoon show.
How is the next Anastasia Clark going to get a leg up unless we have this station
That's
continuing,
right?
Right?
Who's the next up and coming?
Yeah, who's the next
That's a great question.
Who's
I think I'll be asking
who's
around.
Following you?
Yeah. I'll be trying to figure that out tonight at the gig, I think. I think I'll meet the next Anastasia Clark.
That's cool.
I have a feeling she'll be walking through the door, or he or they. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to have a great name like yours. Your name is great.
Well, you know, a lot of people here call me Stacy because that was what I was called
Yuck.
My whole life.
Yuck.
Until the age of 18.
Yuck.
And I've been calling myself by my full name, Anastasia, for 11 years.
There you go.
So get with it, people.
Yeah,
get
Anastasia.
With it.
Who wouldn't like that name?
This is my celebrity name.
Do you claim to be a Romanov?
A what? A Romanov? I don't. Know the story well, though. It's told to me often.
Yeah. I think I told you in the past that I knew one of the claimants at one point.
Oh, wow.
Who lived in Charlottesville. Remember her?
Yeah, I do remember. That was probably one of the better times someone told me about the Romanovs.
Yeah. And she was eventually disproved. You know, this DNA stuff proves everything, Ellen.
How many?
You just can't lie about the DNA.
How many claimants have there been?
Oh, I don't know, but.
Did
she,
the real Anastasia.
You want to speak into the microphone, Ellen?
I know you're new
to radio.
Did the real Anastasia ever stand up?
No. She's dead.
I don't think so.
She was shot like all the rest, probably.
We don't really know. I don't think we know that. More interestingly, was Saint Anastasia of Sirmium.
Oh, Sirmium.
She
was
a healer and keeper of potions.
Cool.
And I found out that her feast day in the Catholic Mass is my birthday, December 22nd.
Oh, so you think
And my parents, I doubt, knew that.
Really? Because they're heathens?
So that's pretty cool. I'm happy with that.
Right. That is amazing. So you were born on St. Anastasia Day.
And you can find this information in Saints Online.
Or you can find it in Butler's Lives of the Saints.
That's how we know about St. Winifred, the statue that's up on
Butler's
Promenade Hill.
Lives of the Saints. That's the standard reference work.
Lives of the Saints.
Yeah. Butler's Lives of the Saints. Yeah. Noted.
I've told you before, Ellen, my favorite saint is Saint Dymphna. D-Y-M-P-H-N-A. Saint Dymphna. She is the patron saint of mental illness.
Oh. It's a good thing to have a saint.
It sure is. If there's somebody who needs a saint, it's those of us who are mentally ill.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along. And Saint Anastasia, do you know her story beyond the potions? Does she have to sacrifice her
virginity? It went in one side of my brain and out the other, but I do remember that part because I just thought it was profound and cool, and I like potions, too.
Yeah.
And I try to heal, too. So
a lot of female saints, the issues usually revolve around their, shall we say, virginity.
Yes.
You know, and they'd rather die than give it up.
Well, I'm sure it plays a part.
Yeah.
But I don't relate.
Yeah.
It played a part with St. Winifred.
Oh, right. She was one of them, right?
Well, she fought off this noble man. She was beautiful. And this man came after her, and she spurned him. Mm. And he chopped off her head. He went plop with a sword.
Ooh.
And her head landed on the ground. Oh, it has a happy ending.
Oh, tree grove.
No, a spring sprang up.
A spring sprung, I think you might want to say.
Yeah. There's St. Winifred's Well in Wales, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Her brother picked up her head and put it, somehow managed to get it to stay. And she was okay. So she's often shown with a red necklace around her neck.
Right.
That's St. Winifred's story.
St. Winifred.
It's beautiful.
St. Winifred. You know why Ellen knows that?
No.
Because there's a St. Winifred statue down at the promenade here in Hudson.
Ah, that's St. Winifred.
Is nothing if
I've,
not
I've
a Hudson.
Prayed to her then.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I looked it up on Saints Online.
There you go. So once again, Anastasia Clark's going to be performing here, not as Silent Isle. Forget that name. It's posted out here, but ignore it. In your mind, imagine Anastasia Clark.
In lights.
By the way, you're third on the list. Does that mean...
Flashing. I have no idea about tonight's order.
Okay.
But I'm sure that we'll come up with one.
There's not going to be a lot of backstage catfighting, I'm on first.
No, I'll become quite beta in that situation.
Oh, as opposed to alpha.
I think Liv is probably driving to pick up the other performer right now and is probably hearing this. So I hope she's laughing.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too. Because there's nothing like laughter. The funny thing is, when I saw Liv driving by, was it this morning or yesterday morning? This morning, I believe.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. I thought, that's Sarah Van Buren. You know who Sarah Van Buren is?
No.
There's somebody who lives here now who looks like Liv Caro. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. So there is a next Liv Caro.
Well, we call her Little Liv Caro because she's a smaller person. But she's got the same sort of hair. Well, Liv changes her hairdo, but she looks a lot like Liv Caro. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
There's a little Logan Vischer.
There's a little Logan?
Yeah, a little guy with just a beard and long hair. And he looks like he's about 10 years old. No, I made that up. There's no Logan Vischer. There's only one Logan Vischer. That's what he says, too. There's only one.
There really is only one.
Yeah. We share a love of horror movies, Logan and I.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we do. We talk about them all the time.
Oh, yes. He's a horror film buff.
I've been schooling him in the European school of horror, the Italians and French and whatever.
Oh, the real horrors.
Yes, we discuss Dario Argento, Lucio Fulci, Jean Roland, Jesus Franco. We have this,
Hi. That's Tim Smith.
Oh, hi, Tim Smith. If that really is your name. What a likely alias if I've ever heard one. Excuse me?
What are you guys interviewing about?
We're interviewing about whatever you want to be interviewed about. No? You want to be on the air?
We're having a
Come
little
on.
Fundraiser.
Anastasia, I hate to give you the bum's rush, but, we did a lot of promo for you, so
we
get out of here. Once again, Anastasia will be on. Oh, God. I think that, We'll be on display. We'll be performing tonight at the Spotty Dog, along with the Caro and Ursula Kennedy.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Oh, look, there's Blake.
Everybody we know is here.
So now we have another guest. You can sit there, Anastasia, and hang out with us.
Oh, I will.
But this is, according to Ellen, Tim Smith. Is that really your name?
That's my name, and I'm a stonemason.
Oh, would you like to hold the microphone so I could do this over here? Thank you. You're
I
a stonemason.
Just retired.
Oh.
No, you're not retired. You never retire.
For the 30 years I've been working in Columbia County, I've had terrific luck because I take kids from the schools that are not responding to regular school and teach them to build stone walls.
Great. Oh, that's a fantastic project. It's funny you say you're retired, though, because Anastasia happens to think everybody in Hudson's retired.
That's a good idea.
Are you going to have a beer while you're here?
No, I'm going to get a book.
Are you going to get a book? What book are you getting for?
It's called Looking for Work. It's about the early years in Hudson.
Oh, where that's a great book.
Yeah. And I'm still putting kids to work.
It's that's great.
Really necessary.
Have any of them entered the trade?
Yes, three or four of them.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I put a kid to work, I would be putting them to work with one of those people. Men and women are doing really well. The reason why stonework is doing so well is it's part of historic restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why Columbia County is booming right now is that we have no such thing as weekenders anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People can come up here for 3 or 4 days and work in the city. And because of digital communications, they're totally connected. They can work right out of their kitchen. So they're buying old houses.
Mm-hmm. And restoring.
This bookstore is a perfect example.
Yep.
Tim, did you work on the big cathedral project?
Yes.
In New York?
That's where I learned my trade.
St. John the
St.
Divine.
John,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that finished yet?
It'll never be finished.
Never be finished.
There were wonderful stories about the kids in that program.
You got that right.
Yeah, just really
we took 150 kids from Harlem and taught them how to cut Gothic stonework.
Wow.
And we put the tower up 50 feet. It was great. And then that led me to believe that
the program could be.
Well, it's people from the lower parts of society that can best be trained to do the work. Mm-hmm. But we have lost our ability to have apprenticeships anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because insurance companies require that they have workman's comp. And by the time you finish paying young people. When I worked on the cathedral, I started at $5 an hour. And I had to prove that I was more valuable to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
And now with workman's comp, it doesn't pay to hire young people. Young people should be free. They're dropping out of school. 25% of our kids are dropping out of school.
That's a lot.
It's too much.
Wait, when you say they should be free, you mean you shouldn't have to pay them?
Well, no, you can pay them, but you shouldn't have to pay them $12 an hour.
I see.
Else you wouldn't hire them because you'd hire someone who's skilled.
Already skilled. Right.
So we're changing that. Hudson is a perfect example because so many people are buying these old buildings and they need to be restored.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of stonework around?
Yes, tremendous amount in this county. It's a booming trade. These old buildings, you can look right here, you can see the stonework.
All Staunton Billings across the street from us right here.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's a lot of hope. And
you worked in Philmont. Are you are you located in Philmont?
Yeah. I'm from Philmont.
Right.
And our buildings are selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, Philmont is the prices are quite affordable in Philmont, unlike Hudson.
That's only because it's so close to the Taconic that these people can Monday morning jump on the Taconic and be in New York City, and if they have to go to a meeting, they could be back here for dinner.
There you go.
Right.
Or like Anastasia here, you can hop over to California and be back before you know it. She's bi-coastal, by the way.
Bi-coastal.
So
you're a singer, right?
Bi-coastal.
You're a singer?
I sing, and I do a lot of other things with music.
She makes music.
Performing, poetry.
Do you like Hudson?
I love Hudson. That's why I come back to visit.
I love Hudson. That's why I come back to visit.
Well, Tim, thanks for stopping by. That sounds like a great program. Oh, by the way, how could somebody find out about your program?
I have a website, and it's tdsmithstonemasonry.com, and they can contact me, and I'll hook them up.
Okay, tdsmith.com. There you go. A stonemason training for young people.
Right.
Anastasia, do you have a plan B for your career? Stonemason.
I do have a plan B for my career.
It's not stonemason?
It's to return to one of several minimum wage jobs I've held in the past. That's sort of a joke. Yeah. I try not to have a plan B. I've been telling a lot of people that I'm on a narrow path to victory here.
Ah. It is indeed narrow.
I'm a triple Capricorn as well. I've been telling people that. I'm not going to fail.
You were born three times?
I was born three times. Capricorn sun, Capricorn moon, Capricorn rising. Okay. This is a dangerous combination.
Do you have any idea what she's talking about?
I want to climb and climb.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's good.
Some people out there know what I'm talking about. So.
Yes, I'm sure they do. And call in, but you can't call in here because we're not in the studio. Sorry. But you can call 697-7400 to make your donation. I mean, where else can you get a live conversation with Anastasia Clark? Who guarantee you is going to be a well-known,
remember
is already
that
well-known,
name. Remember that name.
Musician, performer, future MacArthur winner. Why not? Hey,
why
you
let
heard,
your friends
you
know.
Heard it first here. Future MacArthur winner, Anastasia Clark.
You just have to put that goal in your mind and envision it.
Oh, yeah. You, oh, yeah, yeah. What is that? Tony
day.
Robbins you've been reading or something?
No, I've done it before.
Oh, really? And what have you gotten out of that?
Well, I performed and I'm waiting. All kinds of things.
Okay, no, for real. I want to hear.
Accumulation
for real.
Of
for
dreams.
Real. Yeah. You envisioned, what did you like, envision you had $10 in your pocket?
No, I envisioned I was going to get up in front of people and sing.
And then what happened?
And it was going to be on a birthday that ended in a zero. This was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And happened, didn't it?
It did happen.
What did you sing?
Two people cried. Oh no, nobody came up to me and said, I love your dress, you know, instead of...
Why were they crying?
Because I had realized my goal.
Ah.
And perhaps they were moved by the music.
Was it the Ed Sullivan Show?
No.
Was it...
It was at a restaurant in New York City, I think on West End Avenue.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
And you got up on the stage.
I did.
I would love to know what song you sang or songs you sang.
I sang 8 or 9 songs.
8 or 9
songs?
Oh,
wow. Like a whole set.
Yeah, it was
wow.
a whole thing. And other people sang. Some of my friends sang.
That's beautiful.
Wow. I learn something about Ellen Thurston every week on the air. I really do. You wouldn't believe the career this woman
and
has had.
I shall sing again. I will rise again.
She was a spy during the Cold War.
Not true. False.
Yeah, well, she has to deny that. You can't.
Well,
to,
yeah, she can't,
she can't
let us
she
know.
Can't know that, right? Oh, other things. You wouldn't believe the things she's been. And the places she's
the
been.
The places she's gone.
The places she's gone. In
you
fact,
too.
I think Shel Silverstein wrote that about you, didn't he? Weren't you his inspiration, his muse?
No.
Oh, come on. You've been the muse to so many performers and artists.
We're having a pledge drive here.
We're not what? Go ahead, say it.
We're not talking about me anymore.
Why not? You're the best subject in this whole darn station. People stop me on the street and say, what's it like doing a show with Ellen?
People please. Do recognize my voice. Please,
I got her.
Yes.
Here, right? They do.
No, I called the Department of Motor. I'll tell my story one more time.
No. Didn't we just hear this yesterday? Oh, nope, sorry.
Yes, you did.
Now, your fans love this story.
I called the Department of Motor Vehicles to see if they were going to be open, and it was like 4:45. No, they're going to close at 5. And what time do you open tomorrow morning? I said. She said 9 o'clock. And then she said, are you the woman on the radio? There are many women on the radio. What are you talking about? I recognize your voice, right. She said.
You're the one that creepy guy always gives a hard time to. Is that what she said next?
Creepy guy.
That's me.
You're the one I tune into instead of Delilah.
I don't know what that means.
Again, some listeners out there may know what
who's
that
Delilah?
Means. Delilah is a famous radio personality since probably before I was born.
Delilah?
She does like a light music, and then she kind of talks and therapizes in between songs.
I don't listen to light music.
Yes.
I only listen to heavy music.
Yeah.
I don't listen to light music.
You know, like I don't know, Spando Ballet or something.
I thought you meant like Kenny G.
What station is she?
I don't know. It's but it's like commercially licensed, like lots of stations all over the country. It's they love it in California, but I've always heard it over here too.
What's her name?
Delilah.
Delilah. Oh, that's the thing.
I like the Tom Jones version. Why, Delilah?
She probably likes that song, too.
Everybody's a singer.
I don't claim to be a singer, Ellen. I just let the muse take me away with it.
You were born a singer. If you've unlearned to sing, that's...
There you go.
A product of your conditioning.
There you go. See? You especially.
Did your brothers sing?
No.
See, that's why he's not singing.
They don't sing. They never sang. They never sang. I never sang for my father.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know that they didn't. No, actually, one of my brothers did try to sing, I think. You know,
what, karaoke?
Yeah, that kind of thing. He made a fool of himself.
Well, that's what karaoke is
for. The same brother once tried stand-up.
First of all, it's never in the right key, so he's too high.
Yes.
He tried stand-up, too, down in Texas.
Did it fall flat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, to me, even funnier than successful stand-up.
I know, right?
But I'm in the minority by finding that funny, I think.
Yeah.
I love
awkward
silence
stand-up.
Humor.
Now, speaking of awkward people, there's Anthony Pastel, the local, what is he doing?
Hello, Anthony.
He defends the defenseless. Now, he won't talk. Lawyers will not come on the air. They are cowards by definition.
He's on the job.
He's not on the job. He's a coward. Lawyers are cowards.
He's on the clock.
They just want to yell in court, causing trouble. nice to see you. Yeah, wait. Now he defends. He's a public defender. He's a public defender, so he defends the public.
It's noble work.
It's definitely noble work. But he doesn't want to come on there. They never
We're
do.
We're dying here.
Speak for yourself, young lady.
Hello.
I don't think we're dying. I think we're doing quite well because we're raising money. 697-7400. We're live, by the way, in case you haven't figured this out. We're live at the Spotty Dog, so come on down. You could be on the air if you want to, or you can avoid us. But in any case, you can hand over some money. That would
right.
be nice.
You right? can't call in, but you can walk in.
You can walk in.
This is at 440 Warren Street, or as they say in Hudson, in the 400 block.
The 400 block.
Who says that?
We've been saying that at least since 2010.
2010.
Probably way before that.
Whoa,
I mean, I only lived here 1 year, which was 2010.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, your frame of reference seems so specific.
But we always said the 400 block, and I was lucky to live on the 400 block, which is now probably prime real estate.
It's all Warren Street.
It's
all prime,
prime
real estate. That's why people are buying in Philmont. Yeah, everybody's being priced out of Warren Street. You don't see too many young. Oh, there's a house full of young people right over there to the left. And
we
I see
can
this.
See them? We can see their mannequin.
No, to the left.
That's
of
someone
that.
Else.
To the left of that. And then,
oh, we can see their sign.
Yeah, their Black Lives Matter sign. And then to the right here, straight ahead, you notice. I know people live in there, young people, but notice it's for sale.
It's for sale.
So you know what that means. Somebody will buy it and charge a lot more.
And everybody will leave.
And everybody, all the young people will leave. And then we'll be
I
back.
I think the
to
young
just,
people are still old. Coming.
I hope so.
The young people.
I believe
places.
The children are the future. Do. You know that song?
Yeah. Did Whitney sing
Whitney.
It?
It was a Whitney tune.
Yeah.
It was a Whitney tune.
I think I heard it on the radio about a year ago, and I cried.
Did you really? Wait, you mean how
Why
horrible
do
it was?
People laugh when they come in here. This is what I don't understand.
I don't know. That guy just looks happy for something. He looks actually like he's probably high, frankly. Are you high? Are you on life. That's cool.
Life.
No, I didn't mean drugs or anything. I just meant, you know Ellen? Oh, that's a friend of yours.
It is? Who is? Oh, Michael. Yes. I only know your voice. I know you by voice more than.
Well, he's a radio
what
guy?
You look like. He says he wants to come on the radio. I try to get him to come on the radio. It never happens.
Never happens? No.
The
up.
Invitation
That's
remains
funny,
open.
He's a happy guy. Happy people should be on the radio.
Yeah.
I would like, you know, there was always that station that played nothing but love songs. I'd like a station that played nothing but sad songs.
Well, that's sort of what I was talking about with
Delilah's
show. Does?
Oh, and then she talks about how you make things better? Is that the idea?
Yes.
A lot of
but
Elliot
I guess
Smith.
We don't really need to plug her because she's had a great career.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I guess it's online. We'll check this out. Next week, I'll give you a full
report. I'm surprised and relieved that you don't know of Delilah.
Yeah, no, and you know,
it means you've been investigating
other things.
Other things, yeah. Underground culture.
There you go.
And what's That's really
me.
Going on.
That's me. I'm a DIY person.
DIY.
Whatever, yeah. I always say DIY, but I don't know why.
we get what you mean. Yeah. The brain interprets words correctly no
look
matter what order
look
the letters.
That. A mother and her two daughters, and it looks like a grandchild, all sort of power walking together.
They are power walking,
yeah,
aren't they?
Isn't that cool? The family that power walks together, something or other, right? Stays together. That's pretty. That's nice.
Interesting
so Delilah,
street today.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think the street's kind of dead.
Well.
You know? Where is everybody? Has nobody to, like, you know, really bother for money? Oh, speaking of bother people for money, this Saturday at the farmer's market, I will be there with Jess Puglisi, and we will be harassing people for money. Because that's what we do. That's how
Jess
we...
is listening now.
Oh, is she?
Why, I've been texted.
You too?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
Why not? Why not? I have actually had a text from Jess.
This is too. A closed loop.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be competitive, but it says... Ooh, I don't know if she wants me to say that. Never mind. She's not feeling well. Okay, here comes some people with dogs. No dogs allowed in here.
In spite of
is
the name
true?
Of
yes,
the establishment.
True. Sorry. It's not my story. I mean, you could try it.
Come on in. See what happens.
Yeah, maybe we'll have the dogs on the radio. Dogs on the radio.
Dogs on the radio.
Sounds like a band.
Dogs in sunglasses.
Dogs
I'm
sunglasses.
Looking at
dogs
those
riding
tattoos,
buses.
And I don't know how to get rid of this temporary tattoo.
What was it a temporary tattoo of?
Basilica.
Oh.
The Basilica building. I was at a wedding there.
How many days has it been on?
Well, the wedding was a week ago Sunday.
Wow, that's a long-lasting
my daughter's
temporary
wedding.
Tattoo.
My daughter's wedding.
Congratulations
yeah.
to your daughter
yeah.
and
Uh-oh.
Your daughter's
oh, Jess just
spouse.
She said, oh, no, I don't think I want to tell that either. Well, I will. She knows we're talking about her. Kind of
she
nauseous.
Said, she says, please stop.
Did
no,
really?
Oh. no, I'm joking.
It said kind of nauseous to me. I don't know if she means what we're saying on the air, my voice,
be.
Or just that she's feeling a little nauseous. She's not feeling well.
Oh, dear.
Oh, poor Jess.
We're sending healing vibes over the FM waves.
Oh, here goes
FM
more.
Waves.
I just got another one. Let's see. It says 2 weeks ago. What the hell does that mean? What?
Maybe your phone is getting a delayed message.
Let's see. It says, you can say it. I'm feeling somewhat better, but not 2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks ago Sunday was my daughter's wedding. Oh, this coming... No, what's wrong with saying 1 week ago last Sunday? She's correcting me on Wednesday.
Oh, she's correcting you.
She was there as well at the wedding at Basilica. And they had a tattoo bar, a temporary tattoo bar. Go figure. Who?
Very exciting.
What do? You use water probably
well,
to take it off.
I don't know why yours isn't coming off, Ellen. I think
because
I'm afraid
my
to.
Skin doesn't...
doesn't
like
what?
I haven't used one in many years, but I remember having to scrub them off.
Really?
Yeah, but they would eventually just wear off.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good, because I didn't do one.
It's kind of like painting your nails. It's like, it's cool for a day, but then it starts to be all chippy and
yeah.
gross. And
I know. That's
what's
how my,
the point?
That's how I feel about my toenails. I paint them, and then I don't worry about it, because then I wear socks and nobody sees it. It's the best thing to do, right?
More than you want to know about Tom's toes.
What, you think there's something wrong with my toenails?
The things you can find out on the Thursday
well,
afternoon
Ellen,
show.
It's
amazing.
Just, you know,
the longer you listen.
Sometimes you just have to express yourself in unusual ways. And, you know, I don't want to paint my fingernails because everybody says, oh, freak, you know, whatever. He's like an emo guy or something like that.
Emo?
Oh, Ellen,
emo guy.
Catch up. I paint my toenails. This way I know it's there and no one else does. That's good, right? That sounds sensible, right?
If I were to paint my toenails, I would paint them gray.
Well, I see you have socks and shoes on.
Gray is the new black.
Yes, definitely.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you. Look at you.
It's your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Not mine.
I once wore all black.
Yes. I think we all went
your
to that
hat. Gray and blue.
Your hat is gray.
It is, isn't it? I couldn't tell if it was tan or gray.
Well,
it's
very, both.
It's a very hip hat.
It is hip. Well, these are coming back in style.
Oh, I think they've been in style for quite a while, young lady.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Is it
it's
a
never
fedora?
Gone out of style.
This is what I mean when I say I'm becoming Anastasia Clarke.
Ah, that's part of the persona.
I'm entering the classics. I'm beginning to present
very
as
nice,
a classic person.
Necklace.
Yes,
thing.
A fluorite stone.
A fluorite stone. Did you know that? That's what it was?
No. What kind?
Fluorite.
Fluorite. They say it promotes creativity, concentration.
Jess is arguing with me about when my daughter's wedding was. Believe me, I was there. And unlike you, Jess, I wasn't drinking.
2 weeks ago?
So, was it two weeks ago?
No, it was 1 week ago.
It was a week ago. It was not last Sunday, but the Sunday before. What's hard about that to figure out? Couldn't have been two more than that, right? Another one than that.
No. Yeah?
No. I mean, we were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I so love my co-host that she was at my daughter's wedding. That's how we roll. You think we just
with
make
a lot
up
of
this?
Other
you, just, you know, everything's oh they do that on the line on the air banter and it's all fun and games. No, I love Ellen.
I believe you.
We hang.
I'm liking this.
You think so? You're what?
He thinks I'm liking this.
No, Ellen has this thing of not being talked about. It's her old waspy background. You know, think like, oh I don't want to talk about me. No, don't talk about me. No, not
what
me.
What was that? You called
Meanwhile.
Me a wasp?
Yes, they called you a wasp. That's not a slur.
Well, it's an ethnic...
yeah, but you're like the man, so
reference.
It doesn't matter.
I'm the man.
Well, you're the ethnic man. No, I mean, the man, ethnically
true.
Speaking.
I think I know
you
what
know
you're
what,
trying to
you
say.
Know what, you know what being a wasp is? It means boring.
Oh, you're anything but boring, Ellen.
Well,
so you've offended
as
your dear Ellen.
As ethnic groups go,
and I'm sad about
boring.
That.
It's pretty boring. I agree.
Oh, come on. Nothing better I like than a wasp salad. A little iceberg.
Iceberg lettuce.
Shavings of carrot.
Ranch? Or no?
Is bottled. It's got to be bottled.
Uh-huh. No, it has to be that orange stuff.
Oh.
Thousand Island.
Oh, man, I'm salivating. Russian dressing.
Okay.
Ooh, and what makes it Russian?
I don't know. I think you put egg yolk or chopped egg
or something. That's
something
Russian? You sure it's just not like
I don't know what makes it Russian.
Okay.
Some chef named it that once. Mm. And stuck.
Oh, man, making me hungry. So, and then, you know, nothing better than a good, you know, my favorite thing is.
New England boiled dinner.
No, the canned.
Everything is boiled.
The canned beans. And then you put them in a casserole. Spread a little mushroom soup on top, and then you get those canned.
Oh, you mean green beans? You don't mean
this is a fully
like
canned meal.
It's
really canned. All in the can. All from the
this
can.
This is for every, after.
Yes, I mean canned green beans.
Everybody's mother
canned green beans.
Has a green bean recipe.
Canned
okay.
Mushroom soup on top,
yep.
And then for the pièce de résistance, you spread. Thank you. You spread those canned onion rings. Those little hard, crunchy onion rings. You know those? You ever have those?
Hard, crunchy. Like,
I know somebody,
like,
excuse me one second.
Canned?
This is a guy right here who's eating canned
Uh-oh.
Onion rings.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is that true? Tell the truth.
Look,
Have you eaten canned onion rings?
Have I what?
Eaten those canned onion rings. You know those little crunchy onion rings from the can?
Yes, I have.
See? I taught. Can I?
I like your T-shirt.
What do you call them?
Very speaking, nice.
This is Christoph, and he is wearing one of the exclusive Tyson Hoff WGXC T-shirts. It's an
which
exclusive.
Which you can no longer get.
You can no longer get because yeah. it's a special
you
T-shirt.
You have to pounce when the pouncing is good.
Pounce when the pouncing is good. There you go. Would you like to talk about you want to sit down?
No.
Why not?
I want to go drink a beer.
Certainly you know Anastasia, don't you?
Yeah,
well, you
can
at least
Anastasia.
Say hello.
Oh,
okay. So give us back the microphone. Go. Drink your filthy beer.
Oh,
the devil's liquid.
You did not get the recipe right, though.
What?
You said you put your green beans in the casserole, and then you put mushroom soup on top.
Mm-hmm.
You have to mix up the beans and the
soup.
Oh,
you think so?
Soup.
I always thought it was kind of a layered effect.
Yeah, is a casserole
yeah,
necessarily
a casserole.
Layered or mixed?
I
or
think
is it a matter of preference?
Let's see. I guess with your tuna casserole, which I happen to love, you kind of mix it up.
I haven't had tuna casserole in years.
Mm. Yeah, me neither.
See, so the wasp has made a contribution to
absolutely.
American society.
Not to mention.
In the form of recipes.
In the form of practically every single president.
Crustless sandwiches.
Crustless sandwiches.
The vegetables must be overcooked.
A crustless cucumber sandwich? Tell me you don't love that. I love that.
Right. I have no objection to the crust.
Oh, me neither. But
as a child, I did, but yeah. Now I...
Oh, you saved the crust. You saved the crust.
Oh, yeah?
And you make bread pudding?
You make bread pudding, or you make croutons?
Croutons.
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 Yes. Or breadcrumbs. Unless you want to buy that little cardboard thing of Italian breadcrumbs.
Right.
Oh, don't mock that brand. I happen to like those. They spice it up.
I have to say, I don't eat any of the foods we've been talking about anymore.
Not anymore. Who does?
Growing up.
Who does?
Perhaps.
I'm on a liquid diet.
What kind of liquid?
Oh, just Ensure.
My mother told me to try Ensure.
Really?
When I told her that I was drinking smoothies every day, and I said, I got it under control. I make a great smoothie.
Okay. Good. Do you add protein powder?
I've added it before, but I don't like the consistency it creates.
Mm.
I put peanut butter in my smoothie.
Ooh.
And chia seeds to get
more
full from it.
And will that turn you into a chia pet?
I think they're different. Are they?
I don't know.
If you plant chia seeds, will it grow a chia pet? I've never thought about it or tried it.
I have a feeling Alana over there, who's been quiet this whole show, knows the answer to that. How do you grow a chia plant?
A chia pet.
A chia pet. Yeah? Anastasia here has been eating chia seeds.
And I'm wondering if it's related to chia pets.
Well,
I'm looking it up, actually.
Watch your body to see if things start coming out of it.
Well, they always said, like, if you eat the watermelon seed, will a watermelon grow inside? And the answer was no. So I think I won't find out through the smoothie test if I would grow a chia pet.
There you go.
However, that would be cool if I was pregnant with chia pets.
Well,
or watermelon.
The pet is made out of
Don't you think?
Clay,
wouldn't you like to be
right?
able to get a watermelon out of your body?
Oh, my God. I think they do grow from pets. I mean, from
seeds.
Chia seeds.
Cool. That's going on inside you right now. Yuck. Ugh, go purge.
Well, the chia pet that
is... Excuse me one second, Ellen. If people want to purge of their private income, call 697-7400 and purge your money to us. Please, we need it. We will be off the air. And where else can you get such riveting? And I say riveting... radio.
And we'll take really good care of it.
Yes, we will. Go
we'll
to
use it well.
WGXC.org.
Hey, we'll Alana.
Ellen.
Yes.
WGXC.org/donate. That's where they go to pay.
They go there.
You
or
could
else
do it there.
They call 697-7400. Operators are standing by.
Or we're still here for another, 15 minutes or so. You can drop off some cash right here. And I promise you, it will not go in my pocket. There are witnesses. Ellen, of course, who is my conscience. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, so you don't need witnesses.
I don't, because...
You're an honest man.
I basically go, WWED, what would Ellen do? I have a little wristband like that.
We're at the Spotty Dog.
Right?
440 Warren
you know
Street.
I'm going to get
those
made. I think for the next pledge drive, I'm going to get WWED bands made to hand out.
I think they'll take off.
I think they will. Or maybe I should WWET. What would Ellen Thurston do? Because she knows a lot of Ellen.
Maybe they're like a little token for your donation.
A token for your donation. I think that's going to be
And they'll be all the rage in Hudson, just like Christoph's shirt once was.
Exactly.
And now that limited edition is sold out. So, get with the trends.
You have to pay royalties for use of my name, of course.
Ouch.
A modest
in that case, we'll just use the E. We won't use the T. Okay. And this way, we can also hock it as an Ellen DeGeneres bracelet. What would Ellen DeGeneres do?
Ellen Page.
She
Ellen Page.
Would really.
Ellen, I can't think of other famous Ellens.
Yeah. Who are some other famous Ellens, Ellen?
I think
Ellen,
there.
Ellen.
Is there a Saint
Drew?
Ellen?
Was there Ellen sure Drew?
Ellen Drew. Where the hell is that?
She was
a what?
Actress, a famous actress.
Oh, Ellen Drew. Elizabeth Drew? No, that's the writer. Ellen
Fullman, the iconoclastic instrument builder.
Oh, there you go. I was just thinking of her. Her name was
famous
on my lips.
To me.
On my lips. Hey, by the way, in case you're wondering who this strange voice other than Ellen's and mine, it's Anastasia Clark, who's going to be performing here tonight, right here, in
right
this
here.
Very venue. I'm pounding the table, Ellen, to
no
emphasis
kidding.
For emphasis. Pounding the table for emphasis.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it,
ouch.
So maybe we...
Oh, yeah, get it. It's going to be right here.
We're attracting the attention of the Spotty Dog's patrons.
That's the Spotty Dog. tonight.
It got very crowded
8
in
p.m.
here.
Yeah, and I don't see anybody forking up
any
dough.
It must be the cocktail hour.
I think it's the end of the workday.
Yeah, I think we should stick around to when they get a little sauced, because that's when you can really milk them for some dough, you know?
Uh-huh.
You say, oh, yeah, that's a dollar bill when it's actually like a 20, you know, that kind of thing. This guy has a shirt that says True Love Tattoo, and he's got a lot of tattoos also.
Some of them are...
Whoa, that's a lot of tattoos. You got tattoos, Anastasia?
I have no tattoos.
What's wrong with you? I thought you were a hipster with that fedora on your head.
I'm a poser, it turns out.
You're a poser.
I have a fear of tattoos. I've once had a dream that I had a tattoo on my stomach, and
now I don't want one. And it turned into a chia pet.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said, forget this.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm getting the high sign from the great Alana Medlock, who steered us through these troubled waters. That we are leaving soon. So Ellen, let's finish this up with Pledge Drive again. 518-697-7400. And tell them that you love Ellen Thurston when you make your donation. Or go online and say wgxc.org/donate. And you can tell them that you love Anastasia Clark. Now, if you send a check.
You don't have to.
You don't have to
say that.
You don't have to say that. But
no,
it'd be nice.
It's not necessary.
But if you're sending a check, you can put it in the little memo line. You got to write something there, right? And what's the point of a memo line?
Say, we love WTXC.
Oh, look who just showed up.
The doppelganger of Liv?
No, that is not the Liv Carroll doppelganger. But you're getting close.
I thought she was.
Hi, Mallory. Hi. Oh, and there's the young baby with her mom. His or her? Boy or girl? She hasn't decided. This is Hudson, folks. People decide their whatever they call it, these gender, sex, whatever. Later on. What? I mean, I still haven't decided.
That's perfectly fair.
Right? Why not?
We're going to be signing off
in
soon,
seconds,
folks.
This has been a stellar edition, I must say, of the Thursday afternoon show.
You can say that if you want to.
You should get on board, Ellen.
Here we are at the Spotty Dog.
I mean, come on. This is like a co-hosting thing. We're supposed to agree about stuff.
We're about to depart.
I think one thing we can agree on, that we've had a lovely guest here, Anastasia Clark.
Yes, Anastasia. Thank you for having me.
Thank
with something
you so
I said.
Much
I had some time
by.
To pass. And
there you go. And what
better way?
Yeah. How else to waste an hour?
Contribute to culture.
Okay, let's take us out. This is WGXC 90.7 FM on your dial, or WGXC.org on your internet. Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say you, and I say go.